CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, web references in the script can be found on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 18th of August 2024. Here are the main news headlines. Plans for the RSGB 2024 convention continue to take shape. New amateur radio exam reference documents have been released. Ofcom has released a new video on amateur radio licence revalidation. The RSGB convention is just 8 weeks away and the programme is shaping up to be a fantastic mix of interesting presentations for every radio amateur regardless of experience. There will be a practical session. There will be practical sessions and time to chat to reps from the RSGB committees and groups. For a reminder of the wide range of RSGB representatives who were there last year and the great work that they all do for the Society, its members and wider amateur radio community, watch the convention chat video that's just been released. Head over to the RSGB YouTube channel and then don't forget to book your ticket for this year's event at rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB exams team are pleased to release the exam reference documents for syllabus 1.6 at foundation, intermediate and full levels. You can find them on the RSGB website by searching for exam forms. If you're taking an exam before the 1st of September, make sure you use the previous versions, which will remain on the website until that date. They have also released the updated mock exams for all levels, including new questions from the question bank relating to licensing and operating. These are on the RSGB website under mock exams. Ofcom has released a new step-by-step video on its YouTube channel to assist radio amateurs in the process of revalidating a UK radio amateur radio licence using the online licensing portal. Ofcom does note that whilst it's a requirement to revalidate your licence every 5 years, it's recommended to do it annually. Make sure you keep your details up to date and make a diary reminder to renew each year. You can find the video by going to the RSGB website and searching for license with a C revalidation. On that page, you'll also find a helpful FAQ section prepared by the Society on the topic. Do you belong to a local U3A group? Are you keen to share your passion for amateur radio with others? As part of the RSGB's commitment to grow the hobby, the Society would love to hear from RSGB members who would like to spread the word to local U3A groups. As we all know, getting involved in amateur radio provides the opportunity to gain a new interest, learn different skills and form social connections, which fits well with the U3A's ethos. Register your interest to join an RSGB Teams meeting sometime in September to discuss ideas for engaging U3A groups. Please email strategy@rsgb.org.uk if you'd like to be involved. The RSGB Youngsters on the Air representative, Rhys Williams, M0WGY, arrived in Prague, Czechia, on Friday the 16th of August for this year's YOTA summer camp. The camp is organised by the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group, together with the Czech Radio Club, and finishes on Friday the 23rd of August. These camps offer participants an unforgettable experience and are a fantastic opportunity for young people to learn more about amateur radio, take part in construction activities and make international friendships. To keep up to date with how Rhys is getting on, you can go to rsgb.org/YOTA-camp and read his daily blog. You can also follow his journey by visiting the RSGB on its Facebook and X pages. Simply search for @TheRSGB, that's TheRSGB, to find the Society's profile page. Don't forget that International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is taking place at the moment. There are lots of operators on the air, so give them a call. See the list of registered station, visit illw.net. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. And now for details of rallies and events. Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society's annual radio rally takes place today the 18th at Princethorpe College, Princethorpe Rugby. Doors are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, £4 to get in, and pitches cost £20. More information from rally, that's RALLY, at rugbyats.co.uk, or visit rugbyats.co.uk. West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Summer Rally takes place today the 18th at St Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PJ. Doors open 10 a.m. Further information, rally at wmrc.co.uk, or phone 07796264569. Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 25th of August. The venue will be Herons Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes, MK89AA. Doors open to the public from 9 a.m. The entrance fee will be £3 and free parking will be available. Trader and exhibitor inquiries, please email rally at mkars.org.uk. Outdoor pitches and indoor tables are available. More information from mkars.org.uk. Today, Torbay Annual Communications Fair is set to take place on Sunday the 25th of August at Newton Abbott Racecourse, TQ12-3AF, from 10 a.m. This will be an indoor event with free parking. Parking's outdoors, I imagine. A bring and buy area, RSGB bookstall on-site catering. More information, email rally at tars.org.uk. Special event news. Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club is active from all three lighthouses on Rathlin Island today the 18th. Operators are working on 18 to 10 metre bands using SSB CWFT8. Listen out for special call signs GB1RP, GB2EL, GB2WL, which will all be in use. More information on their QRZ.com page for each of the call signs. Special call sign SK100FRK is active until the end of the year, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Falu Radio Club, SK4AO. All amateur radio bands are in use and operators are working with SSB, CW and FM. Details of a diploma that's available, visit qrz.com. DX News, France DJ0TP is active as TK stroke call sign from Corsica, EU014, until the 4th of September. Station was recently spotted on the 20-metre band using FT8, QSL via France Home Call and Logbook of the World. Jean-Louis F6ITS left France in August 2023 for a round-the-world voyage. He recently obtained a Gambian licence and will be active as C5GM until the end of the year. For the time being, he's operating using SSB and CW, QSL, EA7FTR. Contest news, Tuesday the 20th. The 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. Worldwide DigiDX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 24th of August and runs until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 25th of August using FT4 and FT8. On the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange is your four-character locator. Sunday the 25th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UT, all modes 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week was notable for its auroral activity, high solar flux index and variable HF conditions. Monday the 12th saw the KP index rise to 7 as coronal mass ejection material struck the Earth, sparking visible aurora as far south as Cornwall. But by lunchtime on Tuesday, things were back to normal with the KP index below 2. The rest of the week remained fairly settled with the occasional blip up to a KP index of 4. Meanwhile, HF conditions have been variable, with N5J on Jarvis Island in the Pacific being the main DX chased. This has turned out to be a difficult catch, but for all but the better equipped stations in the UK. The operators are active on SSB, CW and FT8 using the Super Fox and Fox and Hound modes, and are working until the 20th of August. So have a listen and give them a call. Peak times are around 0500 to 1200 UTC for a short path and around 1800 UTC for a long path contact. See Jarvis Island Figures 2024.com for frequency details and the latest news. Otherwise, the maximum usable frequency or MUFs over a 3000 km path has been more than 18 megs and often 21 megs during daylight. Nighttime MUFs have been more than 14 megs where there have been no geomagnetic disturbances. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will start at around 260, but decline to perhaps 210 as the week progresses. This is still enough for good HF propagation. Predictions are less certain about magnetic disturbances other than a rise on the 22nd of August. Solarham.com predicts that a coronal mass ejection associated with an X1.1 solar flare last Wednesday will pass Earth by the 18th of August, so we may expect the KP index to rise today. VHF and up. The period of alternating hot summer days and unsettled periods with rain and heavy showers looks like the recipe for the coming week. The weak ridges of high pressure could prove useful for some tropo on occasions. In the summer months, tropo is often more pronounced over nearby water, such as the North Sea or south across Biscay or the English Channel. But it can also feature overnight, and if we're lucky, may help with the 23 SEMS UK activity contest on Tuesday the 20th. These high summer active fronts or heavy showers can be very good for rain scatter. Since temperature plays an important role in the intensity of summer thunderstorms, the resulting rain scatter is often best in the afternoons and early evening. On rare occasions, daytime storms can drift north from France to be over the UK during the night. The Perseids meteor shower peak has now passed, with some good QSOs reported. It's a broad shower and there should still be some worthwhile meteor input to play meteor scatter next week. The recent solar conditions have produced a disturbed KP index, and there were some impressive visible and radio auroras from 10 metres up to 6 metres last week. It's worth watching out for a high KP index above, say, 6, and be ready to listen for a radio aurora in the afternoon. Lastly, the sporadic e-season struggles on with varying degrees of success, but it's still very much a player for another 2 or 3 weeks. The upper air chart shows that there should be some strong jet streams and thus potentially good sources of the turbulence required for sporadic e. Use the propquest.co.uk NVIS graphs to see if Dourbe in Belgium is showing any spikes. Moon declination is negative but rising now. It won't go positive until Wednesday, so short moon visibility and peak elevation continue to increase. Wednesday is also perigee, the moon's closest point to the Earth, and when the path losses are at their lowest, 144 megs. Sky noise is moderate to low over the coming week. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise until next week.